Hey you, I'm excited you're here. Welcome to Triumph After Trauma. I'm Caitlin, aka Katie, designer, business owner, go-getter, and most important, human just like you. I created this podcast to provide tools and support to those of you struggling to cope with a mental illness or work through a traumatic experience. Weekly, I'll share a personal story of mine, how it affected me, resources that helped me out of that dark place, and I'll end each episode with an empowering reminder. What I want for you to know is if I can make it through really tough shit and still find ways to thrive, so can you. Let's get this started. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Triumph After Trauma. I'm super excited to be here. Of course, always more excited to have you here. It's going to be a good chat today, so I hope you are buckled up and ready to go. Get cozy, get your drinks ready. If you're running errands or you're doing chores, get those headphones on and make sure we are one on one. Last week, you probably noticed that I didn't release an episode. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll know it's because I had just recovered recently from being sick, then passed on the sickness to my mom. And honestly, on that Monday night that I usually record, I just had a decision to make. Do I want to sit in the other room and hear her coughing while I'm in here just living it up, doing this fine podcast? Which, I mean, I know it's all about mental health, which can be a hard topic, but getting to connect with you all, build this community, is what's fun. Anyways, do I want to do that, or would I rather take 1 week off and actually spend time with her, help her out in any way that she may need, because she's not feeling her best? I obviously decided to spend the time with her, because here's the thing. I'm all for consistency is key. But consistency to me does not mean that you have to work and do nothing else. And to me, it doesn't mean that consistency in any business, any job you may have, should be more important than time with loved ones, especially when they need you. Now, that's sort of what I want to talk to you about, but I want to talk about it on a little bit of a deeper level. Sometimes we end up in situations out of our control, and no matter how we choose to deal with them, no matter how we choose to approach a person, no matter how we choose to react to the end of something, especially if it's forced by the universe, it's going to make us feel some sort of anxiety. It's going to lead to stress and other negative feelings. When you're in a situation where no matter what you do or how you react, it's going to give you some sort of negative feelings, or it's going to bring up some sort of anxiety and depression, anything like that, how do you know which route to take, which way to approach things, how to make the most of the last of the time you may know for sure you have with someone, if you happen to be in a situation where you know you're on a timeline with someone? Which, if you're in that situation, I have been there, kind of in a situation where I'm there right now, and I probably will be there again through my life, unfortunately. I feel you, I see you, I'm here for you, I love you. If you need someone to talk to, please hit up my DMs at This Is Katie on Instagram. I will tag it in the show notes. There are times when leaving and staying in a situation, or staying with a person when things are hard, versus saying, I can't be there for you, I'm not equipped for this, and walking away, both will give you anxiety, make you feel bad, give you some sort of icky feeling, stress you out, all those things that aren't fun but are a part of life. How do you decide what to do? How do you decide or know in your heart when to walk away and when to stay? That is the question here. For everyone, the answer looks different, and it's supposed to. But if you're someone who's in a situation, any sort of situation, that is hard, and you don't know if walking away or staying is what you should do, but doing either will be super fucking tough and make you feel all sorts of ways, this is what I do. It is what I'm kind of doing right now. Like, I'm really right in the thick of this right now. I'm right there with you. Here's the first thing I do every single time I have to make a tough decision. That is, do I stay? Do I go? Do I support someone to be here for them? Or is it time to walk away? The first thing, I kid you not, that I do every time, I simply ask myself, when all is said and done, whether I'm looking back 6 months after the fact, a year after the fact, or years after the fact, will I feel good about the decision I made? If I don't think I will, or if I will, is what I base my decision off of. That's at least the biggest factor, honestly, in big decisions like this. Here's something else I do. I ask myself, if roles were reversed, how would I want said person to respond? Even if there is no way in hell that this is how they respond in real life, or how they would actually respond if they were in the reversed situation, I simply look at, like, morally and given what my values are, how would I want someone to react to me? So if I am really getting along with someone, if I've been friends with somebody for a long time, if I've never had an issue with a family member, we've always been close, and suddenly something bad happens to me, well, I'm going to expect that these kinds of people would be here for me. And so, because that's what I would expect of a person to do, although that may be not what they would ever do, I do those things because I feel that's what good people do, and I want to be a good person. We certainly don't need any more bad in the world. When your situation involves a person that you have feelings for, whether it be romantic type of love you have for your family member, or that kind of interesting but really cool love you have with friends you feel like you were just always meant to know and be bonded with, when any sort of feelings or emotions like that are involved, or when you're truly bonded with someone, it can make a decision that much harder. But I encourage you in situations like that to still put yourself first. So, for example, I was once in a relationship that was going really well, and then suddenly wasn't going really well and only got worse and worse and worse, and it turned into manipulation, verbal abuse, mental abuse. I had to face it. I was not the one who did that to somebody, to clarify. But when you get to the point of realizing that somebody is not going to change, somebody is not going to, even if they're a good person, ever be capable of treating you the way you deserve, if, regardless of somebody being a decent person, a hard worker, has many great qualities, they're just not capable of being a good partner, and things are always going to be one-sided, that is when you need to make a decision. Is that person worth putting first and putting up with this shit for? Or am I the one worth putting first? And do I need to go for my own emotional, mental, and possibly physical health? And honestly, here's the other thing that I do. This is actually what I did first this time around when I got some news that shook my world. Literally, I kid you not, 1 minute I had some sort of idea where my future might be headed, and then weeks later the universe was like, haha, fuck you, not happening. And now I'm in this really weird place where I'm grateful for a specific person that I know, the memories we've had, the time we've had together, but I'm also just really angry at the universe for not giving us more of a chance to be together, for taking us away from each other, especially in the way that it's doing. Anyways, back to what I was really talking about before I get squirrely brained and completely fall off track here. So, this is what I did when I first got this news a couple months ago that really shook my world. It's going to give me anxiety to stay and be there for the person. It's going to give me anxiety and make me feel like crap, and also make me look like an absolute shitty person, which I'm not, to walk away. So which do I do? And that made the decision real simple. Sometimes it's honestly a matter of you care about somebody, it's a hard situation, and the question simply is, do I be there for them or not? If not being there for them is what's going to give you the most anxiety, make you feel the worst, give you the most depressive, crappy feelings, then as hard as staying will be, as emotional as it will be, that is the answer. That is the right thing to do. It is not the longest episode I have ever done, but I sure hope that it was super helpful. These are not the only ways that I always determine how to deal with a situation or when to be there for a person or walk away, but these are the ways that I find do always come up. So these are the ways that I often suggest people to go through things in their own mind. I hope this episode helps you in some way. If it specifically actually helps you make a really tough decision, let me know, because this podcast is all about helping people and being on this journey with you. I'm so glad to know you, so happy you exist, and I'm super, super thankful that we are connected. I adore you, every single one of you, and I cannot wait to talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode was helpful for you. If it was, tell someone about it who needs to hear this message, or share it on social media and tag me at This Is Katie, K-A-I-T-E-Y, so we can connect. Life is a wild journey, but we're on it together, and I'm so glad. You're never truly alone. I appreciate you, I love you, and I will talk to you soon.